Heidi ho! You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlin, at the Boston Medium. Woo-wee! What a beautiful, pleasant Tuesday. And you're in for a wonderful show today from 6 to 8 p.m. That's right. Woo! Just pardon me for 1 minute. I just turned the lights off so we could do our guided meditation. Our weekly guidey. I just took a beautiful walk around Walden Pond before I got here, and I recommend you do the same if you get a chance to be able to get outside while the spring is springing, the birds are chirping and singing, and everything's coming alive. Oh my goodness, it was just such a meditative, majestic walk. And please get outside, love earth, love nature, love life. I'm just having a great time. Life is really good. Life is just really, really good right now. I don't know what else to, there's really no words to describe how grateful I am to just be here. And so this is good that we bring in this level of gratitude. This level of gratitude, it really, you know, I can't say this enough. It is the great multiplier. It brings in more. And more is what we need. Well, when I say more is what we need, I mean more gratitude. And that's what I mean. You can never get enough gratitude. With gratitude, everything feels good. Everything tastes good. Everything is just magical, you know? Just that grateful feeling to just be alive and the simplicity of it and just the continuation of just, okay, I'm going with the flow. Okay, I'm at peace. Okay, let me live an intentional life. And so that's what we do here. So without further ado, why don't we just get into it? Why don't we just get into this guidey? Because we deserve to have this. You deserve to have this. This is for you. This is a you being able to be in the receptive mode. And this sure feels really good after that walk. This feels so good after that walk. So just take some deep breaths in and out. In and out. Let's just give a moment to collect yourself right now and just to be present, to not even rush into any kind of place where we need to just get to, because there is no getting to. We're already here. We're already there. Let's just be in this moment right now. Inhale. Exhale. You gotta inhale and exhale. Place we need to be. There's nothing we need to do. We just need to be present right now. That's all we need, is just to be present, just to be in the absolute love and care of spirit. Being in the absolute love and care and joy of spirit is perfection. There we go. Letting it out, letting everything just come in and out and to clear and cleanse. You orchestrate your day, you orchestrate your life. And so let's step into this energy right now of, let's begin with gaining better consciousness of being the master of your world and gaining control over your world and being a leader in your starship, being the captain of your starship, being the captain of your, being the driver of your car, you know, navigating everything that's going on into your world. Imagine your entire kingdom is in a starship, or it's in a boat, or it's in a train, or it's in a vehicle. Imagine that's your whole world, is this vehicle, and you're the driver. And there are all these components that are connected to how well your vehicle, or, you know, boat, locomotive, plane, however it operates, is everything that you're putting inside of it and the way you take care of it and the way that it's going to get you from one destination to the next. So let's come into this energy right now where we call on spirit and we call on our angels and ask, how can I guide my starship better? What do I need to bring in? What do I need to let go of? After this full moon and this beautiful Pisces energy that's come in for this beauty and intenseness of love, what is it? How can I take better care of this vehicle? What do I need to know? Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. What is it that wants to be a part of my energy field? In this moment, allow yourself to feel the washing and the clearing of your angels, being able to wash and clear and cleanse. You can feel that water in the background. That's that clearing and that's that cleansing. Feeling of just being able to to let everything go that we cannot control. Let everything go that is not a part of our world. Let everything go that is beautiful in its own light, in its own way. And we can inhale this beautiful love and to come back to this place where we feel loved and we feel beautiful and we understand where we are and we've created all these wonderful emotions. You see, to be here, we've been able to give the good feelings. It's about the good feelings we give that bring about more good feelings. So even if you're not in a place of feeling good, understand that this time of healing, to choose and pick something healthy for yourself to listen to choose and to pick something that is vibrating on a higher vibration that has to do with taking care of yourself, is an opening to understand that your higher self is inviting you to more of this. Wellness, self-help, healing, all the excellent health is right here. Taking care of yourself. Feel those roots from your feet coming all the way down to the center and the core of the earth, tying tight and grounding you right now. As you remember who you are, it's all about remembering. It's all about the knowing, and right here we remember. Just this beautiful scenery that we've experienced right here in sunny, beautiful Boston, Mass. This beautiful spring day. Feel into the possibilities that are coming your way this spring and into the summer. Feel into the possibilities that are coming in. What wants to be a part of your world? Who are you? How does the love of light surround yourself right now? Feel the love and feel the alignment of the yin and the yang, light and dark. Feel everything at once in existence and accepting, total acceptance of yourself and who you are. Everything from your body, everything from your soul to your mind. Every little detail about you in the physical world, we're going to say, I accept you. So this is how we gain control. This is how we become the master of our world. And it starts with self-acceptance. Becoming a master must start with the self-acceptance, because when we accept the self, we accept everything else as is. The more we relieve ourselves of judgment, the more we relieve ourselves of judgment of others, the more we feel good, the more we do good, the more we are good. You see, goodness and being benevolent is not a trait in which you can buy or fake or hoodwink someone into believing that you are. It is just something we all have within us. It is something that is rooted in our DNA. So as we come into contact, we just remember, just like the color of your skin, just like the color of your eyes, just like your gender, just like anything that is on you, that is a part of you to help you function, goodness is the same function. Goodness is your birthright, so let's step into being good. It's not some deed that you do and all of a sudden you get rewarded. It's something that you breathe in and out. It is pure authenticity. Goodness is your deep, authentic energy rooted in love and light. Feeling the love of God right now. We are healed. We are healing. We are in the energy of being healed. Life. You create this. How do you want your world to be? How are you going to create this? How are you going to continue to create this? What do you want? That is up to you. You can see your angels blow you a kiss and wrap you in the most purest, beautiful gold. Golden, golden light. The strength is within you. You are a master. When you are finished, when it's done, open up your eyes right now. Give a nice big smile and just say, oh my goodness, I'm alive. Woo! Oh my goodness, I'm alive. I am love. I am loved. I give love. Today is the day that I create the most beautiful story and share that with the world. How beautiful. You are so beautiful. You are so magnificent. And everyone listening here, you, this is an opening. It is not an accident that you've tuned in to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. When we tune in, I have a lot of special things. A lot of things have happened. So this is a very paranormal week, a very supernatural stuff is going on. There's a lot of transitioning. So we're going to talk about transitioning, death, rebirth. And when I mean death and rebirth, I'm not talking about the actual physical concept of death. I'm talking about the old self, letting the ego die, letting the ego run its course and building yourself to the new, letting go of being able to say, letting go of old beliefs, letting go of old patterns and build and stepping into the new. We're forever changing. What is that vision that you saw of yourself this year? How was last year? And what are the things you want to change about last year into this year? We are in the beginning. April is coming and that is the beginning. It is the beginning. The ending in the beginning. Guess who was... So I had lots of people in my dreams. I mean, a lot of music in my dreams. But the number one, OG, we had Marilyn Monroe. We got Marilyn Monroe with us today. I love her life so much. She was in my dreams the night I had my premiere of my TV show. That's another thing we'll talk about, and where you can find the Boston Medium and get a live reading. That's happening. So that's going on. And so we'll have a talk with Marilyn Spirit. Last show we did a vinyl reading and it went amazing. That I kind of want to do it again. I want to do the vinyl reading again, but we could do it and pick it from the WMFO selection, and so it'll be so much fun. It'll be lots of fun. Lots of funny fun. And so this will be good. It's a good concept and a good way to connect and connect with the universe and have the universe on our side and be the light and be the beautiful, gorgeous leaders of the evolution that is coming into our new world right now. So let's have that. Let's open up into this energy of the now. Let's open up into this energy and be able to feel good. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to be able to just be content and say, oh my God, this is a beautiful life. That's the whole point of being alive. Saying, oh my God, this is a beautiful life. And not just saying it, feeling it. Feeling that it's a beautiful life. Feeling that it's a good life. Life is good. And all things that are good. All things that are possible with the love of God. So let's continue the show. We've got lots of fun stuff. Everything and anything. I have my drum. We're going to do it freeform. Everything is just going to be completely spontaneous. Just feeling it and flowing. So I'd like to invite you to feel it and flow. I'd like to invite you to be here. I'd like to invite you to just feel the freeform and feel your spirit as free as it can possibly be right now. You're so loved. So I got a special. This came to me right now, intuitively. I was just like, you know what? I want some stray cats. I kind of want some stray cat rockability revival right now. So you're going to hear it right here on WMFO Medford Towns Freeform Radio. It's 18 miles from Memphis from the Stray Cats. Please stay tuned.
Destination in your town. We've come 500 miles. Everyone's asleep. There's not a sound. Oh, 18 wheels are rolling. 18 wheels are rolling round and round. Please, Mr. Driver, won't you pull over? We're all really hungry. Yeah, well, we'll have 14 steak and eggs. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange.
no one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
What you shall reap by being a band. You light the fire to burn this fire, but it no work out. You're just a weak out, you're. You send a big neck police friend to come cool I up, but it no work. For Jaja walk right in and cool up the scene. You get a jerk. For better today, just in Jah shall be like Mount Zion high. That shall never remove it, I am. But abide it forever, Jaja. The knife that stick the sheep, I go stick the goat. Do you hear? How you gonna feel when the knife is at your throat? For sowing bring reaping, and reaping is harvest. The seed that you sow, yeah, that's what you shall reap, yeah. And salvation, whom shall I fear? Jah the protector of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Yeah. Hypocrite in a bright light, parasite in a dim light, dreadlocks in moonlight, ballad at sunrise. Oh, Jaja is a shepherd, I shall not want. Do you hear? Do you see? Jaja is a shepherd, I will not want. You send your big neck police friend, he come cool I up. But it no work. For Jaja walk right in and cool up the sea. You get a jerk. You get a jerk. No work. You set your spot to catch a wheel. If you did, you know. Jaja sharp was on your trail. He couldn't work.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
A fine romance, my good fellow. You take romance, I'll take jello. You're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no quarrels, with no insults and all morals. I've never mussed a crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance. A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is true love. Should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. We don't have half the thrills that the march of time has. A fine romance with no clinches. A fine romance with no pinches. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France. Not made of plastic. You're the reason I'm sarcastic. 'Cause this is a fine romance.
This is why everything is so much more fun when it's spontaneous. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boss Medium. I kid you not, this is just, it just keeps getting better and better. Rich, is this, I can't read, Richard Dlimber? Dlimber, yeah, I think, I can't read the writing. Richard Dlimber. Oh my god. So literally, guess what I did? I did the vinyl tarot. I did the vinyl readings. Dream Messages is literally what I pulled out. This is what the album is called. Dream Messages for symbolizes that today of information we gain in dream state. The solo album is here chosen as an attempt to reach feelings on one-to-one basis. Oh my goodness. Thanks for these moments. RD, this is just intense. Oh my god. What is going on? I don't even know. Like, I told you, there's just so many crazy things that happen in this station, and then this is the dream, this is the vinyl shuffle. It's just like, oh. I can't even right now. 1986, April 12th, 1986. So this is a couple days before my birthday, April 19th. And this is a year before I was born. Wow. I'm just blown away. I'm unbelievably blown away by what's going on here in the studio. We're going to be doing vinyl readings from now on, because last time I pulled out a vinyl, Phantasmagoria. Guess what the definition for Phantasmagoria is? Again, dream. It's a something that is happens in like a dreamlike stage event. It could be real or it could not be real, but it happens in a sequence of a dreamlike state. That's what I pulled when I pulled Phantasmagoria. And I'm trying to look up who the his name is Curtis Clark. Yeah, this is just, oh my god, this is just nuts. Phantasmagoria, an allegory. Oh no, that's a different one. But this is just, and that happened on last Tuesday. So we're gonna see what dream messages, what this sounds like. I don't know what this song sounds like. And then underneath it, it's a song called Child's Play Advance with the Backwards Glances. This is very interesting. I don't even know who this artist is, and this is the beauty of pulling vinyl from WMFO. This is the beauty of pulling the vinyl. So we're here, we're doing this. Please stay tuned. This is absolutely mind-blowing, and this is why we have the show. All kinds of paranormal things constantly happen. All kinds of crazy stuff. Just things beyond your wild imagination are possible through this show, and I just want to thank you and just how grateful I am. Thank you, WMFO, for letting this exist. You have no idea how much this means to me, how much this means to everybody who listens, how much this means to Spirit. So I love you with all my heart. Mwah. Let's get into it. I'm so excited. Oh my god. So this is called Dream Messages by Richard Glimber, and this is from the vinyl shuffle from the WMFO collection. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
What was that? So basically, right there, you had it live. That was the vinyl shuffle. That was the vinyl pick for the vinyl readings. And isn't it crazy? Dream Messages. Like, I literally picked that. I'm just unbelievably blown away. I'm just really blown away. And so it's just like, what, how connected and just how potent everything is. And it's just like, oh my goodness. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. I'm speechless. That was beautiful. It's just like, it sounded like a complete horn section. I cannot wait to hear what the next country at heart. Oh my God. I can't wait to hear centered passage. I'm reading the names of the songs, and it seems very esoteric. Lifelines, Stargazer. When you are in your light, oh my goodness, words get in the way. Day after hurricane. This is beautiful. Thank you so much, Spirit, for this. This is a gift. This is just an unbelievable gift. Like, what is going on here? I can't even, like, I'm just gonna, this is just, I have to take a picture of this. This is so beautiful. Everything right now, I'm just at awe. I'm just completely and entirely at awe of what's going on in the studio. This is unreal. Like, I want to keep going with this. Like, I just want to keep, I'm at a loss words. Anyways, I can't. I'm just like, I like a deer in the headlights. Just like, what is, like, I just feel like I have no words. It feels like, you know, when you in the presence of someone you really honor and respect, and like an idol or your favorite like musician or your or someone, you know, that's what I'm feeling like right now. I'm feeling like very honored to be in the presence of Spirit. I'm feeling, even though I talk to them every day, all day, all the time, there's this honoring that I'm feeling right now. There's this me. Oh my God, I get to witness this. Thank you. Like, I'm feeling this awe and this love for the unseen right now. It's, and I know they feel this about me. I understand, but it's so weird. I'm finally understanding for the first time what they feel about me, because it's like, well, I'm so used to feeling like this about them, but we don't really take time to understand this is how they feel about us. They, when you come into contact with Spirit and you're connecting and you're having a connection in a moment and you're just like, aha, everything makes sense. The faith is there, everything. You have to realize and you have to know without a doubt, they are in complete awe of you. They are just, they're astonished by the ability and how much it takes to be able to come out of so much conditioning and to be, and to go to the earth plane, to descend, to say, to come from your star planet and to come to earth and say, I'm going to help humanity evolve. They're looking at you like, you are just the most precious, beautiful, enchanting thing I've ever laid my eyes on. And I'm telling you this with all my heart and purity and truth, that this is how they think of you. This is how they think of us. They see us as celebrities. We see them as, they see us just the same. This beauty that is just drawing in right now from Spirit and the connection, it's so beautiful. There's nothing in the world like it. And this is why I do this. This is exactly why I do this. Unity, connection, this is what it's about. That emotion is from feeling united and never feeling that separation, never. Oh, how beautiful. Oh my God, I just want to keep playing this. Let's play the second song, please, because this feels so good right now. And I love doing this. This is so much fun. Let's continue this. Okay, so here's another one from this fantastic artist, Richard Dillenberg. The writing is so, like, I can't even read the writing. That's why, sorry, I'm having trouble pronouncing this, if this is true. Because it looks like he wrote this. This is so beautiful. It's just so pure and elegant. So let's continue. This song, I want to play When You Are In Your Light, side two. So let's have that happen right now. Some Frankie Lyman for a minute.
Why do fools fall in love? Why do birds sing so gay? In love with my way to play.
So this is the song When You Are In Your Light. How beautiful. So this is basically all horn. Beautiful. You know, I'm wondering if Spirit wants me to connect more with horns and more, you know, horn instrumentals. And I feel like I'm gonna be gravitating more to that. When you are in your light, dream messages. This is just so beautiful. I'm gonna, like, oh my God. Oh, I'm just going to read this out loud. Life as an artist, independent producer has become for me the most satisfying resolution to the too personal dilemma. Dream Messages is a collection of pieces that have inspired for me moments of deja vu and other moments that feel like looking out of a window into tomorrow. Life as an artist, independent producer, for me, as the most satisfying resolution to the too personal dilemma. Isn't this beautiful? I once considered musical feelings as taking expression in ensemble forms. A time when the solo album was not uppermost in my mind. I began questioning this perspective when, as a member of an ongoing ensemble, I noticed that my compositions were being called less and less frequently during performances. In response to my questioning, I was informed by the group leader, we stopped playing your pieces because they are too personal. The same sentiments were expressed again a few weeks later, this time taking the form of constructive criticism. What are you going to do? Your compositions are too personal. Wow. This is intense. Wow. Wow. This is a lot of intense things going on here. So beautiful. This is beautiful. I love it. I love it. Thank you for bringing this. So, yeah, we're here till 7 p.m. 8 p.m., 2 hours. Please wait till the end for the angel messages. It's 7:40, 7:45. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Yeah, that's right, the Boston Medium. We are doing, this is Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is spirit communication through sound, through music. And this is just a glimpse of the things that are going on here and the synchronicities that happen and the miracles that happen here. We're giving messages through vinyl records. And guess what it says? This, I literally picked without knowing. I blindly picked a vinyl. And this is the vinyl I picked, literally called Dream Messages. And that was the message here. This was the message here on the vinyl. And I can't wait to go into it more at the end of the show. So without further ado, I want to play some Frank Sinatra because I had a beautiful moment playing Frank Sinatra the other day. And it just dawned on me and it hit me. I was just like, Frank Sinatra is the only singer. I feel like that I feel so when I'm at home and I'm alone and I'm just doing my thing, I feel so safe. I feel so secure. He is like the only musician where I really feel like when I play him alone, it just takes me into this beautiful place of safety and solitude. And I remember I remember like about a year ago, or I think it might have been in the fall,